Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of the Korean martyrs, Andrew Kim Taegon, Paul Chong Hasang, and their companions. And from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled, Martyrs Are Preachers.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then also those who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. The word of the Lord. Today's readings are not specifically for the memorial of the 103 Korean martyrs, but this passage from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians is wonderfully appropriate because, as it says in verse 14, if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain and your faith has been in vain. Or, as the King James Bible puts it, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain and your faith is also vain. That's one of the verses that has stuck in my memory from my Presbyterian childhood. And for that, I still thank God, because it gave me a grounding in scripture that the pre-conciliar Catholic Church would not have been able to offer me. Anyway, let's apply these words of Paul to Andrew Tim Taegon and his 102 companions. If Christ has not risen from the dead, their sacrifice, their torture, and their killing are absolutely pointless. It is for God that I die, said St. Andrew Taegon. He was beheaded at the age of 25. If he hadn't passionately believed in God, obviously he could have survived. The massacre of these innocents, because that's what they are, took place over a period of almost 30 years. There were men, women, even a 13-year-old boy, and all of them believed that Christ had indeed been raised from the dead. The Revised Standard Version of the Bible talks of our proclamation. The King James Bible calls it preaching, which obviously appeals to us Dominicans. Either way, what we need to recognize is that these martyrs, in common with all the others who died for their faith, were preaching. They were proclaiming, not with words, but with their death. And if Christ is not risen, this was sheer madness. But something that's striking about martyrs, not just these martyrs, martyrs in general, including those who suffer martyrdom, as Thérèse of Lisieux put it, by pinpricks. What counts, What's striking is that these men and women suffered and died because they were convinced that Christ rose from the dead. And as St. Paul writes later in this chapter from 1 Corinthians, the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And then God will be all in all.